אנחנו לומדים את הפתיחה לחוכמת הקבלה.
We're studying the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, item 82.
Yes. Well, we're going to keep going. What can you do? Here, we need to study more and more and more as much as we can. This still gives us an understanding of the system that we're in, in what forms of connection we have between us and the Creator. Even though the system is very complex, but the principles in it aren't so difficult because we don't feel them so much. They're not in our nature. That's why it seems to us in such a way. But actually, we need to learn them also in order to draw the light, and also that will have more of a language of what it means to receive, what it means to bestow, what it means a soul, a body, and so on. Elementary things. Then we'll start feeling them in practice in the relationships between us and between us and the Creator, and then it'll all be clarified. So please.
Item 82. It has been explained above in item 74 that there are two degrees in the Rosh of Nikudim called Keter and Abba Ve'ima. Hence, when Zon of Ak shone the new light of Absag to the 10 Sefirot of Nikudim, it first shone to the Keter of Nikudim through Tabu of Ak, where Keter clothes and completed it with Gar in lights and Bina and Zon in vessels. Subsequently, it shone to Abba Ve'ima of Nikudim through the Yesod of Ak, where Abba Ve'ima clothed and completed them with Gar in lights and Bina and Zon in vessels.
Okay, so again, we are in our same story, which is Galgalta, 4 on 4, Ab is 4 on 3, Sag is 3 on 2, and Nekudot of Sag is 2-2, right? And then the world of Nikudim comes. So it first comes out in Katnut, smallest, and then in Gadlut, greatness. So Nikbe Naim is in Rosh of Sag, and in Gadlut it comes from the Pe of Rosh of Sag. This is how we get the world of Nikudim, meaning the records that came after the restriction. After the restriction, it bestows 2, and this receives 4. And then the screen went up instead of Peh to Nikbe Naim, to the vessels of bestowal, Nikbe Naim. And here the coupling on 2-1 came. And the second restriction, right? Of Nikve Naim. Then the light expands from here downward until a state Wait, here I forgot to draw. We have the palsa here, and the light expands until the palsa. The coupling happens in Nikve Naim on the records of two on one, and that they are restricted. Then he says that we have, they descend below the tabur, so then they have 2 degrees here. How did he call them, Niv?
Abba. Keter and Abba Ve'ima?
Abba and Ima. Abba Ve'ima.
Ken Ve.
And
Abba Ve'ima Ve'guf.
The Guf, which is called Son. That's it.
No, a Keter, Ken.
Wait, Keter, yes. Keter and Abba Ve'ima of Son. Okay, let's write it too.
Keter.
Keter.
Keter. Abba Ve'ima.
Abba Ve'ima. Ima, Abba and Ima.
Ve'zon.
And Zon.
Ken. As Ot Pebet.
So, 82. It has been explained above in item 74 that there are 2 degrees in the Rosh of Nikudim called Keter and Abba Ve'ima. Hence, when Zon of Ak shone the new light of Abzag, meaning that it came to us as usual from Ein Sof through all these Paltzufim to the new Rosh. The light of Apsag to the 10 Sfirot of Nikudim. It first shone to the Keter of Nikudim through the Tabur of Ak. Here, this is a Tabur. Where Keter clothes and completed it with the Gar in lights and Bina and Zon in vessels. Meaning it was in Katnut, smallness, then in greatness. Subsequently, it shone to Abba Ve'im of Nikudim through the Yesod of Ak, through here, through the Yesod of Ak, which is here.
Yesod.
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 The
Yesod
of Ak, where Abba Ve'ima clothed and completed them with Gar in lights and in Binayin Zon of vessels. So we'll do it here to Abba and Ima.
Ot Pebet.
83. First, let us explain the matter of Gadlut, which is a new light in the 10 Sfirot of Nikudim. Because in Katnut, it's not the world of Nikudim, it's just a small Paltzuf. There's a Rosh of clothing, a Rosh of coarseness, and the Guf, and it's on Katnut and Galgalta Enayim. The thing is that we may ask about what is written above, that the level of Keter and Abba Ve'ima of Nikudim were considered Vak, meaning small, because they emerged on the coarseness of phase one. But we have said that through the descent of Nekudot of Sag below Tabu of Vak, phase four connected to the screen of Nekudot of Sag, which is Bina. In this screen, there's also the records of the fourth phase of coarseness. Thus, this screen has a record of phase four of coarseness. And it needed 10 Sfirot of Keter in the light of Yechida, and not the level of Vak and Bina, and the Sfira of Keter and the level of Vak without Rosh and Abba Ve'ima, meaning, why did we, these parts of Keter and Abba Ve'ima that are small, The answer is that the place is the cause, since phase four is incorporated in Bina, which is Nikvei Naim, the fourth phase, because it ascended to Nikvei Naim. The coarseness of phase four disappeared there inside Bina, as though it is not there at all. Hence, the coupling was made only on the records of phase two of clothing and phase one of coarseness, only 2-1, which are from the core of the screen of Bina alone. And only two levels emerged there, Vak of Bina, which is the two of clothing, and the complete Vak, which is one of coarseness and Zeranpin. So this is what we get, and it's called Katnut of the world of Nikudim. It's not a world yet, it's a Patsuf and a small Patsuf, but it's called for the future. It's named in that way. There are a lot of questions about this, obviously, but all in all, it's just the preface. So I'm still trying to like turn myself around. How should I do it in order to not go into things that there'll be more questions than answers? Because actually, it's all written in part 6 of Tess. There's a lot of material and very interesting material. Let's hope we learn it sometimes. Okay, let's ask Kiev, if see if he's asking to the point.
Yeah,
in order not to go into detail too much, in general, why does this ascent above the temple happen? What awakens it?
The records, well, that's a nice question. It's to the point. What happens here? From Ein Sof come the records, creates Galgalta Absag, expands, the Patsuf Sag expands below, incorporates with the records of Nehi of Galgalta, and from this incorporation, there are extra records, because itself, it has the records of 2-on-1. Right? He had 2-2 here, Nekudot of Sag. And then these records, when it came to Peh Avosh of Sag, when it returned, so from 2-2, it became 2-on-1. This record demands it to perform a coupling in Nikveh Enayim. Why? Because Nekudot of Sag went below the Tabu, mixed with Nehi Avak, received an addition of a desire there, and then they couldn't answer that phase four yet, desire number four we have here. That's why they are performing a coupling to the extent that they are able to. So, and then they restrict themselves only on the vessels of bestowal, and they have a small Rosh now. This is the Rosh. All in all, they had a big Rosh, also Galgalta Enayim and also Achap, and now they have only a Rosh of Galgalta Enayim, and they perform the coupling. And from this coupling, they build their Patsuf in a place that they are able to build the Patsuf. Keter, Rosh of clothing, Abaveim, a Rosh of coarseness, and Zon. And then here below, the Patsuf expands, called the world of Nikudim. It's named that way for the future. There's no world here yet, and no nothing. It's just a small Patsuf. Until here, you have questions?
So it
turns out that the coupling constantly takes place above the Tabu?
Eli, let me hear him. Vlad, repeat.
Does the coupling always happen above the Tabu?
Yeah, there it's Rosh. That's done by Sag. Sag performs the couplings in its Rosh on the new records. Yeah. That's how he gives birth to the next Patsuf called the world of Nikudim.
Так вот эти вот кетер Абавыима, это все как бы результат зевуга на четвертую стадию, на стадию Далит?
No.
Нет?
So кетер Абавыима are a result of the coupling of phase four?
No, but as much as these records that he received from Nehi Avak restricted Rosh of Sag and divided it into Gergal Tanaim and Achap, the vessels of reception and vessels of bestow. And then you can perform a coupling only on the vessels of bestow, Keta Chochmah and Garav Bina. And then he performs the coupling here. And from that coupling, it comes below where the Reshimot, the records came from. He gets a new Potsuf, which is the Rosh of clothing, Keta, Rosh of coarseness, Abaveima. That's just how they're called. And the Guf is called Zon. That's everything that can be. Turkey 1.
Thank you, Rav. My friend is asking, can you explain what is the Vak?
Vak ze chetze.
Vak is half of a full degree, a full level. Let's say you have an adult, and next to him you have a child. So the small child has the same organs, the same parts as the big person, but he still can't use all those parts. That's why he's called a child. He's called Vak. That he's lacking a mind and he's lacking forces, how to use all his body correctly. That's the difference between the first restriction and the second restriction.
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, Zon?
What is Zon?
Zon is Zeranpin and Nukva. It's the initials.
Can you elaborate? The coarseness is one. How is that connected to Zon, to this Patsuf?
I don't understand you.
What are Zon Pemachot? Are they the body of the Guf?
Zon that we wrote here is the Guf. Keter is the Rosh of clothing. Abavim is the Rosh of coarseness. And Zon is the entire Guf of the whole Paltzuf. Just, it's small.
From where is this Guf? What are these deficiencies?
Wait. You don't have a potsuf that doesn't have a guf. Chesed gvorah tiferet netzachot yisod malchut. All those sfirot, those spheres, are called the sfirot of the guf.
Is it coarseness number one when that it does the coupling in the nikveinayim?
Yeah, and the rosh determines which coarseness the guf is going to use.
So why zon ben malchut? Why do they have the special name zon?
We'll learn that later on. You can, everywhere you can say Zon, because all in all, it's Chesed Gvorah Tiferet Yenetzachot Yesod is Ranpin. And the Nukva is Malchut. When we finish all these details, we'll speak in general and it'll be more understood. So we are in
84. Yes. 84. Therefore, now Zon of Ak below Tabor extended the new light through their man from Ab Sag of Ak and shown it to the Rosh of Nikudim. And since Partsuf Ab of Ak has no contact with this second restriction, which elevated phase four to the place of Nikve Naim, when its light was drawn to the Rosh of Nikudim, it cancelled the second restriction within it once again, which elevated the place of the coupling to Nikve Naim and lowered phase four back to its place at the Peh, as it was at the time of the first restriction, that is, in the place of Peh of the Rosh.
Again,
Again, therefore, now, Zone of Vak, below Tabu, extended the new light through their man from Absag of Ak and shown it to the Rosh of Nikudim. And since Parzuf Ab of Ak has no contact with this second restriction, which elevated phase 4 to the place of Nikve Enayim, when its light was drawn to the Rosh of Nikudim, it cancelled the second restriction within it once again, which elevated the place of the coupling of Tunik Ve'enayim and lowered phase 4 back to its place at the Pe, as it was at the time of the first restriction, that is, in the place of Pe of the Rosh.
Dehainu bimekom ha-Pe de Rosh. Venimtzeu Gimel Hakelim.
Wait, Niv, where did we read?
We read item 84.
Until where?
Until the end of the paragraph. It says, in the place of Pe of the Rosh.
So we didn't finish 84.
No, we didn't.
Why did you jump to 85?
I'm still in 84. You asked me to repeat. So I repeated the first paragraph of 84, and now we can continue. Thus, the three vessels, Ozen, Chotem, Peh, ear, nose, mouth, respectively, that fell from the degree because of the second restriction, now return to their place, their degree, as before. At that time, the place of the coupling descended once more from Nikve Enayim to phase 4 at the place of the Pe of the Rosh. Since phase 4 is already at her place, 10 Sfirot emerged there at the degree of Keter. Thus, it has been explained that through the new light, the Zon of Ak extended to the Rosh of Nikudim, it gained the three lights, Neshama Chaya Echida, and the three vessels, Achab, which are Bina and Zon, that it lacked when it first emerged.
Meaning, we had this. We have Rosh of Gadlut, Keter, Chochma, Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut. If the coupling happens in Malchut of this Rosh, so it's a coupling on Gadlut, greatness, big. And as a result, we have the light that comes into the goof. If we don't have sufficient light in order to correct the vessels, so the coupling takes place at Bina, in the middle of Bina. The middle of Bina. This state is called Nikve Enayim. Nikve Enayim.
Nikve Enayim.
Nikve Enayim. And then, here, the Parsa of the Rosh stands. Up to here, it's the vessels of bestowal. And from here on, it's the vessels of reception of the Rosh. So if we're speaking about the second restriction, it lets us work only until Nikve Enayim. And then it turns out that the vessel works in a way like he explains now. That if we get an addition of light, let's say, so just as we had a zivug in Nikve Enayim and Katnut, so we can lower this zivug below two Gadlut, and then a new whole degree comes to it. From here we get two states, Katnut and Gadlut. So this is the small state, this is the big state. Two states in every degree, in every state. Where are we? So we finished 84?
Yeah, we finished 84.
So 85, and then we'll see what to do.
85. Now we have thoroughly clarified the katnut and gadlut of Nikudim. The second restriction, which raised the bottom hay, phase 4, to the place of Nikveh Naim, where it was concealed, caused the level of katnut of Nikudim. The level of vak, or zaranpin in lights of nefesh ruach. There, they were lacking bina and zon in vessels, and neshama chaya yechida in lights. And through the arrival of a new light of Absag of Ak to the Nikudim, the first restriction returned to its place.
Because they get an additional force from the light of Absag, the force of the screen, and then they can go down until Malchut.
Bina and Zon of the vessels returned to the Rosh, since the bottom hay descended from the Nikveh Naim and returned to her place, Malchut, called Peh. Then a coupling was made on phase 4.
Just as here, let's say, when there was a coupling on, there was a coupling only on Nikveh Naim. This is the degree of Nikveh Naim. And then there was a coupling on the fourth phase itself. From this coupling we get katnut, and from this coupling we get gadlut. 2 degrees. It depends where the zivug takes place. Either it's in the peh or in the nikveh naim.
Niv
next.
So we're
going to go to the beginning of the sentence. Then a coupling was made on phase 4, which returned to her place, and the 10 sefirot at the level of Keter and Yechida emerged. Bina, again, the beginning of the paragraph. Bina and Zon of the vessels returned to the Rosh, since the bottom hay descended from the Nikveh Naim and returned to her place, Malchut, called Peh. Then a coupling was made on phase 4, which returned to her place, and 10 sefirot at the level of Keter and Yechida emerged. This completed the Naran Chai of lights and Kachab Zon of vessels.
So Golgata Naim and Achab connected together 2 10 sefirot, that there's nothing that separates between them now. Next.
For short, we will henceforth refer to the second restriction and the katnut by the name ascent of the bottom hay to Nikveh Naim, and the descent of the Achab below. Also, we will refer to the Gadlut by the name the arrival of the light of Absag, which lowers the bottom hay from the Nikveh Naim and brings the Achab back to their place. Remember this above explanation. You should also remember that Galgalta Enayim and Achab, Ozen Chotem Peh, are names of the 10 Sefirot, Kachab Zon of the Rosh, and the 10 Sefirot of the Guf are called Chagat Nehim. They too divide into Galgalta Enayim and Achab, since Chesed and Gvura and the upper third of Tiferet through the Chazeh are Galgalta and Enaim and Nikveh Enaim. And the 2/3 Tiferet and Nehim are Achab, as has been written above. Also, remember that Galgalta and Naim and Nikve and Naim, or Chagat through the Chazeh, are called anterior vessels and Achap, or the two lower thirds of Tiferet and Nehim from the Chazeh down are called posterior vessels, as written in item 76. You should also remember the matter of the fissuring of the degree that occurred with the second restriction, which left only anterior vessels in each degree, and each lower one has within it the posterior vessels of the upper one, as written in item 77.
Okay. So we have to go through it a few more times, maybe. For now, let's go to the women.
A question from Ekaterinburg. Where in the Potsufim, in which there is a division between Galgalta and Amenachap, is the screen?
The screen is where the vessels of bestowal end, meaning after Galgalta and Enayim, when the Achap starts coming, the restricted Achap, if they say that they're under the second restriction, where? So the screen stands behind them. If Galgalta and Enayim are annulled and can receive in order to bestow, so they activate the Achap, and the screen stands below the Achap. The screen determines the degree, the place of the degree.
There's been a general question. Is there a change after the second restriction in the way that the Potsuf works compared to what happened before? Reflected light, direct light.
Yes, of course. Of course. The thing is that it depends as much of the vessels we can use to bestow. That's it. That's the thing. Either we can bestow only in order to bestow, meaning when I give, I can think of who I'm giving to, or me, even that I'm receiving, I can think of giving, meaning through my vessels of bestowal, to pass that bestowal, or even through the vessels of reception, to pass bestowal. That's the big question. That's why we are here still in great scrutiny. Try and do something in order to bestow to the friends. And then you'll see how not simple it is, either in the vessels of bestow or the vessels of reception. That's how we speak about spirituality. Well, and now we don't have any more questions. I understand the material is difficult. It really is. There's nothing more difficult than what we're learning now. And let's hope that we'll overcome it in another lesson, a few more. And in this way, it'll be clear to us and we can use it. But it's already speaking about the correcting of the soul. It's our vessels of reception. Info.
Hello, friends. Hello, Hav. As we already updated yesterday, continuing on Hav's request that once a week we'll all try to convene into one morning lesson, we had a survey, and for most friends in the world, it is more convenient to get together on Saturday morning. So in addition to the morning lesson where we all come, we want once a week, all those who come once a week, twice a week, once in, I don't know how long, once in a blue moon. We'll all try to connect in a very special way once a week, and it'll happen Saturday morning, beginning this Saturday. This means that we will dedicate the entire morning lesson to a special learning, which is not in our regular study material, we won't be reading Shamati or the preface. We'll choose a different study material that will be suitable, as those who are responsible for the morning lesson material, along with our big team, we're asking for your ideas for the study material, for formats, how to prepare it, what about workshops, songs, what's suitable, what's best that will be the best for all our friends in the world. So anything that you think of that's suitable for those who come once a week, twice a week, it needs to be, or even veterans, those who've been here 20 years. So discuss among yourselves in the tens. Think about it. Send us your ideas to boardworldcli@gmail.com and invite the friends for this coming Saturday so they will come. Niv. Right. Today's schedule.
And
from 10 to 10:30, New Life with Dr. Lightman. It'll be broadcast on Dr. Lightman's Facebook page. You're invited to write questions there online. From 10:35 to 11:35, the writer's meeting with Dr. Lightman. And at 6:30 until 7:30, the world meal. Song.
This is the night when I can't wait myself. I need you here. I'm calling for your help. I keep on searching for light. My heart feels frozen in this broken piece of life. Won't you please, 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 please help me? Let's do it together. No one is ever on their own. We'll break these walls between us. Let's fill the emptiness. And we'll never be alone. And we'll see a brand